Picture yourself on graduation day, white coat gleaming, $300,000 in debt weighing on your shoulders. Medical school taught you to save lives, but forgot to teach you how to save money. This financial blind spot affects physicians nationwide. You've mastered diagnosing rare diseases, but can't diagnose your own financial health. The consequences? Physicians who should be wealthy after decades of high earnings instead find themselves working extra shifts at 65. The good news? Financial success for doctors isn't complicated. It's about making smart decisions from day one of medical school through retirement. The path to wealth in medicine isn't just about earning more, it's about managing what you have with the same precision you bring to patient care. The economics of becoming a doctor have fundamentally changed. Medical school tuition has increased 7 to 8.7% annually since 1985, while physician compensation hasn't kept pace, causing plummeting returns on investment. At age 31, physicians rank second lowest in salary among high-earning professions while carrying the highest debt. Entrepreneurs, real estate professionals, and finance workers often achieve wealth faster with less education. Go to the cheapest school you can get into may be the most valuable financial advice for aspiring physicians. USMD schools have a 94% match rate, costing $39,000 in-state to $65,000 out-of-state annually, while Caribbean schools charge more, $68,000 yearly, with worse outcomes, 59% match rate, creating an inverse relationship between price and results. Funding options include military scholarships covering tuition plus $2,400 monthly stipend for service commitments, National Health Service Corps up to $120,000 in loan repayment for working in underserved areas, and MD-PhD programs, full funding but longer training. Most students, 73%, rely on loans. However, even substantial debts of $500,000-plus can be eliminated within 5 years post-training with discipline. A physician earning $300,000 who maintains a residence lifestyle can direct $15,000 monthly toward loans, becoming debt-free in just 3.5 years. When using borrowed money, purchases cost far more than the sticker price. At 6% interest over 15 years, you're paying 2.5 times the original cost. With high tax rates as an attending, that $4 latte actually costs $14 in future dollars, making frugality during training vital. The hedonic treadmill works in your favor during training. Living simply feels natural when peers are also broke. Get roommates, buy used furniture, and delay loans when possible. These years build crucial financial habits that generate wealth later. Despite temptations, buying homes during residency typically loses money. Only about one-third of residents in three-year programs come out ahead. Profitability depends primarily on appreciation, largely outside your control and usually insufficient to overcome transaction costs during short ownership. Residents lack time and money for maintenance, and most don't earn enough to benefit from home ownership tax breaks. For student loans, federal income-driven repayment (IDR) programs base payments on income rather than debt amount. A resident earning $60,000 with $250,000 in loans might pay $681 a month under IDR versus the standard $3,000 a month. Public service loan forgiveness offers tax-free forgiveness after 10 years for those at nonprofit hospitals or academic centers. Choosing your specialty is the most financially significant decision of your medical career. With barriers to switching and limited exposure to the 135 recognized options, this choice carries enormous weight. While passion should drive your decision, financial factors deserve consideration. Income varies dramatically. Plastic surgery and orthopedics typically earn twice what pediatrics and family medicine do. However, the range within specialties is wider than most realize, with some pediatrics earning over $500,000, while some orthopedists make under $150,000. Hourly compensation reveals surprising patterns. A psychiatrist with reasonable hours might earn more per hour than a surgeon with higher annual income but grueling call schedules. Each additional training year represents approximately $200,000 to $300,000 in lost attending income. Specialties also differ in practice ownership opportunities, geographic flexibility, and part-time options. Most importantly, career longevity trumps annual income. The specialty allowing you to practice with joy for decades will ultimately prove most financially rewarding. While some financial setbacks can be insured against, others require vigilance and planning. For medical students, the most devastating scenario combines massive debt with inability to practice medicine. Burnout affects 42% of physicians, with women and Generation X doctors most affected. Primary causes include bureaucratic tasks, 55%, excessive hours, 33%, lack of respect from administrators, 32%, and electronic health records, 30%. Financial literacy creates options. When you're not living paycheck to paycheck, you can negotiate better conditions or leave toxic environments. Physicians earn $6 to $20 million over a 30 to 40 year career, an asset worth protecting. Disability represents the greatest threat, with 1 in 7 doctors becoming disabled during their career. The most critical aspect of disability insurance is its definition. Own occupation, specialty-specific coverage pays if you cannot perform your specialties duties, even if you could work in another medical field. Purchase during residency to lock in lower premiums and guarantee insurability. Most physicians with dependents need $1 to $5 million in life insurance. Calculate needs by determining what your family would require annually after your death, typically 60 to 80% of current income, multiply by 25, subtract existing savings, and add amounts for specific goals. Term life insurance is affordable. A healthy 30-year-old can purchase $1 million of coverage for approximately $500 annually. Watch your debt-to-income ratio when considering medical education costs. A 1x ratio, debt equals first-year income, is excellent. 2x is manageable, 3x is problematic, 4x or higher may be financially crippling. A $400,000 debt with a $200,000 starting salary creates a manageable 2x ratio, but lower-paying specialties or higher debts can create serious challenges. The math is unforgiving. A $1 million loan at 7% compounds to nearly $4 million over 31 years, virtually impossible to repay on typical physician incomes. Medicine remains rewarding, but financial reality must inform your decisions from the start. If struggling, seek support early. For those in clinical years with substantial debt, completing your degree can still open doors to non-clinical careers with sufficient income for loan repayment. Use government assistance when eligible. Medical students often qualify for Medicaid and food stamps based on current income. Once committed to post-graduation loan repayment by living like a resident for 2 to 5 years, eliminate guilt about your debt during school and focus on becoming the best clinician possible. The journey to physician financial independence requires consistent good decisions over time, not complex strategies. Understanding medicine's unique financial challenges early helps create a career where money serves your calling rather than constraining it. Financially free physicians recognize wealth comes from the gap between income and spending, protect against catastrophic risks, invest consistently in low-cost index funds, and understand that financial security provides career autonomy. Medicine remains an extraordinary profession, granting access to sacred moments in people's lives. Financial literacy ensures you can sustain this calling without sacrificing well-being. By applying the same discipline to finances that you bring to patient care, your white coat becomes more than a status symbol. It becomes a passport to a life of purpose, security, and freedom.